Good Friday makes two things crystal clear. The first is that God takes sin seriously. His wrath is real. The sacrificial death of His Son on the cross proves this beyond a shadow of a doubt. The second thing is that His love for sinners is also real. The holy cross of Christ also proves the extent of His love, the price He's willing to pay to redeem the fallen sons and daughters of Adam. This is precisely why we need Good Friday. Because it's our nature to underestimate God's potential for anger and wrath against our sin. And it's also our nature to become uncertain about His love for us, especially when things go badly in our life. And even though the Scriptures are replete with evidence that God hates and despises sin and punishes it, we take His forbearance against our sin, His patience with us, as proof of the opposite. We look around and we see how much evil and wickedness goes on in this world, unchecked and unpunished, even in our own lives. The conclusion that we draw is that God must not be all that worried about it. That's wrong. Our culture doesn't help much in this regard. Today, no one really likes to talk about God's wrath. Yes, He's a God of love. Some churches, some preachers, as much as they want to say about God. In some pockets of Christianity, people have fashioned for themselves a God who is tame, a God that winks at sin at worst and is merely disappointed in you at best. Think about it. If you and I really considered our daily violations of God's law, we would run to the cross. We would run to church for confession. But we don't. On Good Friday, we can no longer look at God as someone who just winks at sin or is merely disappointed in us. He says the wages of sin is death. Here on Good Friday, we see death and we face it. See, God does not ignore evil. He deals with it. And we must face the reality that God actually despises sin so much that He kills it. There was ever proof that God took sin seriously? We see it at the cross. When we see Christ hanging on the cross, we are compelled to see what God really thinks about our lying, about our lustful thoughts and actions, our covetous desires, our gossip, our sinful failure to fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. Our propensity to put the worst construction on everybody else's thoughts, words, and actions. And our inclination to worry and doubt God's love and protection for us. But God did not send His Son to the cross simply to make you feel bad. Good Friday is not a feel bad for Jesus who died day. It's not a funeral for Jesus. Jesus Christ willingly drank the cup of sacrifice for you. What you see in the Holy Cross, what you see or ought to see most clearly, is the extent of His love for sinners. If there was ever proof of God's love, proof of His mercy toward sinners, proof of His desire to save, it hangs on the cross. The cross where a holy God takes out His righteous wrath against His Son, so that you and I, who are not innocent, do not face His eternal wrath. And you would not know this by merely looking at a cross without faith. It's only by God revealing this to you in the words of the prophets and the apostles that you actually know what's going on this day. Without this, you would be like those who only believed Him to be stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Without this, you would not know that He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised and crushed for our iniquities. You would not know, unless it had been revealed to you by God's Word, that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself. Christ told His disciples the purpose of the sacrifice with which He was going to institute the sacrament of the altar. "This is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins," He says. It's through words like this, the words of Jesus and His apostles, who tell you the way it really is on this Good Friday, the day we remember Jesus' death. Dear Christian friends, as long as we remain united by Him, united in Him by faith, we're safe. We're safe from God's all-consuming anger, His all-consuming wrath. He takes it out here on the Holy Cross. Here is where God declared your sins and mine, all of them, forgiven once and for all in Christ's death. And this gift is graciously delivered to you in things that you can touch. Water, bread, and wine. The holy things we call sacraments. Since Christ has turned away the wrath of God toward you by this sacrificial death, Now God the Father turns toward you, not in anger, not in wrath, but in the forgiveness of a Father who loves you. Tonight you must know how God hates sin and loves you. Amen.